100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we got quite a bit of stories in this week for the topic of Anaheim. I know some of you had to look that up. It's a city, well, there are several Anaheims in the world. But I guess the person who suggested it was suggesting the city in California. And quite a few stories followed that theme, but people, of course, went in all sorts of directions. And that's the exciting part of the weekly challenge, seeing what people take with a word and where they go. Anyway, here's the stories, and I'll be back in a few minutes to wrap things up.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Fifth floor, last door on the left. You can't miss the brass nameplate on the door. Anaheim, dental technician. No need to knock. Just go through and take a seat. She's expecting you. Please don't be alarmed at the screams from the consulting room. It's really nothing to worry about. Neither should you be concerned about the trails of blood on the waiting room floor. Anna knows what she's doing. She's old school and operates with the steely precision and ruthlessness for which the Germans pride themselves. And she's good. You'll never need to see a dentist again.
Good morning, Richard here. Here's my story. It's called Anaheim. I had to Google Anaheim. Up till then, I'd always thought it was a brand of clothing or maybe a beer manufacturer. So it came as a bit of a shock when I received the email telling me my job was being relocated to Anaheim. A particularly pleasant shock when I found out my new base shared the same location as Disneyland, with a fabulous climate, amazing attractions, and a buzzing nightlife. Of course, I jumped at the opportunity. And here I am. Anaheim, Saskatchewan. Population 210. Middle of nowhere. And absolutely nothing to do at all. Lucky me. Job done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Check the map. Where's Anaheim? Oh, it's a place? Sounded like a name. It's the name of a place, but did you know that Heim is home in German? I wonder if we'll meet Anna there. Where? At her home. What? It would be a great name for a pub. Anna's Pub, open 24/7. What are you talking about? Anaheim? The pub? Anaheim isn't a pub. It's a huge city. Is it open 24/7, like Anna's Pub? No, it's closed. Let's check the map and go to Los Angeles instead. Anna, the angel. Stop it. Stop it now. Okay. This is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the weekly challenge 868, which had a prompt of Anaheim. And here's my story. California has always attracted cults. Must be something in the air. The most nefarious of the California cults started in the orange groves of Anaheim in the late 1950s. Early followers were easy to spot with their big-eared hats that showed, "I'm listening." The workers at the cult's main compound have all taken on new identities. They are not allowed to break character. Everyone has that eerie Stepford Wives smile and an upbeat high voice. Even I find myself playing along, handing over my hard-earned money, standing in line for hours. After all, isn't it the happiest place on earth?
Tor Abrazino here with a story on the word Anaheim. After my parents first took me to Disneyland, I always wanted to go again and again, but it would only ever be once, maybe twice a year. We lived in Anaheim, and we would always walk. Although it was just a mile as the crow flies, it seemed far longer. Later, I wondered whether we had taken a deliberately circuitous route to make it seem further away. Eventually, I was old enough to go everywhere on my own, even past the chaos of the Santa Ana freeway. I could go to Disneyland whenever I wanted. I've hardly been there since.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 868 with the prompt of Anaheim. Well, here's my story. Bilbert charged away from the bullies, down Main Street, and turned onto Anaheim Avenue, headed toward home, expecting to hear two sets of footfalls chasing him. All was silent as he stumbled to a stop. They weren't following. He wanted to go back and check on Sabrina and Linoleum Amanda, but didn't want to risk being seen by the bullies. Bilbert levitated and flew above the pine trees to where he could see the larger boy with his hand at Sabrina's throat. Incensed that the jerk would pick on a girl, Bilbert shot forward at full speed, tackling the boy. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Greetings once again. This is Jay Radimus, returning after close to a year away. I decided I needed to finally get back in the saddle, since this week's topic is the name of the city I live in. I have almost returned sooner a few times over. The first one I started writing again was Weekly Challenge 827 from back in February on the topic of cliché. I've decided to include that story with this week's as well. Together and compared to some of the last ones I wrote before my hiatus, I think they give a pretty raw and honest account of why I've been away. Cliché. I'm so sorry for your loss. Sending you our deepest condolences. You're in our thoughts and prayers. She's in a better place. At least she's no longer in pain. It's so unfair. Fuck cancer. When someone you love dies, you hear every cliché in the book. Everyone struggles to know what to say, so they regurgitate the consolations they've heard before. They mean well, and I know they want to help. They don't know what else to do or say, so they say the only things they can think of and hope it helps. I know for me, it did. And weekly challenge 868 this week, Anaheim. The happiest place on earth. Cheesy as it is, I've tried to make it real. I adopted Anaheim as my hometown when I moved here over 18 years ago to be near the woman that would become my wife for almost 17 years. Orange County is my turf. I've lived at the same address here longer than any other address in my life. Trish passed in January 2022. Anaheim isn't as happy as it used to be, but it would dishonor her life if I didn't try to make it the happiest place on earth for me again. I'm trying. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When Father would come home drunk, little Anna hid in the shed. The stink of fertilizers burning her eyes. Father stomping and grumbling. Her hands clutching garden shears. The beat of her heart louder, faster. Would Father pass out this time? God, please. Or would he pull open the door and... Father retches loudly, falls with a thud. Anna will have to clean him up tomorrow. Relieved, Anna opened the shed door. Father, standing there, vomit down his chin. He grabbed her. A loud moan. And fell, shears buried in his chest. Anna will have to clean him up tomorrow.
And there you have it, the 100-word stories that y'all sent in on the topic of Anaheim. It was kind of cool hearing the different directions people went in, but there's a certain thing in common. But yeah, it's neat. Every week it's like this, and I appreciate that. Anyway, the topic for next week is speed, and we'll see where you go with that. Thank you for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.